I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
You're becoming like my most stable relationship.
Enough said.
Tyrus, welcome back. It's good to talk to you.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm maintaining. I'm hanging in there.
So you're a busy man these days. Fox Nation is everywhere. When I'm watching Fox News, I'm seeing Fox Nation stuff all the time. How is that progressing for you, for the team? What's it look like?
The first week was good. It's always the calm that's worse than the actual storm that built up, you know?
Yeah.
So it was good to finally get the first two episodes out of the way. And then today, I'm really excited because I got Tommy Dreamer coming on. Mm. And he's kind of the one who got me started in all this mess. So, with finding me in a club in California and telling me to come try wrestling and stuff. So,
yeah,
it's kind of a fun thing. But I'm just glad that we're running full swing and the responses have been really good. So, it's a good time to be busy. And I should have all the kinks out by the time we get you on. So,
that's great.
We've got new technology, new cameras and stuff. So, we're kind of learning as we go.
Sure. Yeah, I would imagine an endeavor like this is equally exciting and terrifying at the same time. You just don't know what you don't know.
No, and you're always one show away from being what? So
yeah, I get that.
So fingers crossed. So far, so good.
Well, I encourage people to check out Fox Nation and become a subscriber. Get on-demand content from all of the personalities on Fox News, including one Tyrus, who is on there. Your show is called The UnPC, is that right?
Yeah, on PC.
On PC? Yep. Awesome. I love that concept just in and of itself. I wanted to play a clip for you here. This is Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo, and they're talking about the funeral yesterday that took place for George H.W. Bush and the Obama-Trump handshake. Listen to this.
So the Obamas, what did you see that you want people to be reminded of?
I want to say that I don't think I would shake hands with him. I don't know. I would just, nope, couldn't do it. I'm not that big a person. I would hope that I would be, but I don't, I can't fake the funk, as they say. I'm not saying the Obamas did that, but there they go, right there.
Oh, I don't think it's about faking the funk. I think it's about showing respect for something bigger than them.
Why would they do it when he doesn't? But I understand what you're saying.
Come on. That's not the measure.
No, that's not, but they show, what are you talking about, Chris? They show respect for the office.
Yes.
The way they conducted themselves in office. No scandal. There was no trash. There was no affair.
Amen.
They showed the ultimate respect for the office.
Tyrus, you have the Trumps, the Obamas, the Clintons, and the Carters all in the front row of a church pew. That sounds like a joke, but it happened this week. What was your reaction to that? And then also Don Lemon here saying that Obama shouldn't have shaken Trump's hand.
Right, well, that's Don Lemon's prerogative, and, you know, I have to respect that. But the sad thing is, it was about 41. It was about President George Bush and his family saying goodbye. And the fact that how they shook hands, didn't shake hands, was irrelevant. It's about saying goodbye to really an end of an era, honestly, a changing of the guard. And I think... like I said, Don has his issues with the president and the issues with the presidency, and he's entitled to have them. But I wouldn't have shook his hand. I don't see how that helps anybody. I don't see how that. I mean, Donald Trump didn't have to shake hands either. He could have sat down and not reached over.
Mm-hmm.
But the moment was bigger than them. Whatever differences they have, and I honestly think President Obama, I don't think he has. He's really been one of those guys who doesn't really allow himself to get into personal stuff. At least we never see it in camera and stuff. He always sticks to the issues and the policies. So them shaking hands was not out of the norm for me. I wasn't surprised. It wasn't shocking. I figured both would do the right thing. I think even Bill Clinton looked like if he was willing to shake hands after they run that. But this is what bothers me so much. And you and I are so much alike when we talk and we look at things, did it matter?
Yeah.
It was about saying goodbye to one of our great leaders in this country.
And if he would have passed on that handshake, that would have been the story. You know, there are some people who want to drum up, oh, we can't believe he actually shook his hand after all of that. If he would have blown it off or made a pass or completely ignored him, that would be what everybody was talking about. And you know, I was saying too about Hillary, I give her credit for showing up and for keeping her stare, like I said, laser focused, straight ahead, being there, because not being there would have been a bigger story. It was something to see all those people there together.
And there's going to be people who support Trump that are going to be mad that he reached to shake Obama's hand.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't have a voice that night. Don Lemon did. And my challenge to Don Lemon is, I get your personal feelings for the president, but you have a responsibility, whether you like it or not, to try and show people how to be better. You're on TV. You need to show people how to be better. So you always talk about the right doing, the far right doing things. I wouldn't do this or that. You just try to make it okay for someone to say, if I disagree with somebody or I don't like someone, I don't have to shake their hand in a situation that has nothing to do with, they were both there to pay respect and show support to the president, the passing of one of our great leaders in this country. And they both did that. And I think they both did it with class and dignity. And the story wasn't about them. The story is about that speech, that heart-wrenching speech that George Bush gave about his father.
It was awesome.
The speeches, Sully laying by the coffin. Man, you know what I'm saying? Like, and a chance for America to look back at our history and be like, we've done some really great things. We've elected some really great people. He was a class act. And I miss the Bushes a little bit after these last couple of days. Yeah. I missed George Bush's humor and his speaking and his he's like, you could talk with him at a bar, kind of
his personality, kind of like you can relate to him on a human to human level.
But it just bothers me that we even have to discuss a handshake. Is that where we're at? Is you just had to have President Donald Trump in the story?
Mm-hmm.
You had to, you had to make a story. It became about Don Lemon wouldn't shake Donald Trump's hand at a funeral.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bravo. And unfortunately, we're talking about it. So I guess Don Lemon wins in that aspect.
Yeah.
But he's better than that. He knows he's better than that. Cuomo tried to bring him around or whatever. But I would challenge him to be better. You can have your differences, but at the same time, you need to show people a way to cope and be respectful to people they have differences with.
So, Tyrus, now that we are very close to a new Congress here where the Democrats are going to take over, I know a lot of people are saying, well, this is a really good opportunity to see what the Democrats and the Republicans can work together on. I mean, that sounds wonderful. I don't know if that's the way that this is going to go. With what we've heard this past week with General Flynn getting the Mueller recommendation for the least possible sentence or punishment, whatever the case might be, I don't know which direction we go in 2019. I don't know if Donald Trump, with a new landscape where there's a Democrat-controlled House with Nancy Pelosi front and center, to me, he seems like a guy who's good at adjusting on the fly to get done what he needs to get done in his own way. But do you think it's going to be, are we going to see some bipartisan successes in 2019, or are you worried it's going to be soap opera 24/7?
I think the president of the United States is political. Whatever happens with the Mueller investigation, there's no jury that's going to be judging our president. If anything, the House and the Congress will decide whether they're going to impeach or whatever based on the findings or whatever. I do think, however, looking at the redacted version of Flynn was very cooperative, and I think it looks like he had a change of heart in terms of like what he felt was the right thing to do. I do have concerns about Don Jr. and Jared Kushner and anyone else that was involved in those meetings. They were private citizens. So, I mean, I think that's going to muck things up for a little while. Mm-hmm. I don't think the Mueller investigation is by any means over.
Yeah.
I think this thing is going to go on for another year at least, because I think when it's all said and done, I think there's going to be more people involved directly, indirectly, Stone pleading the fifth. Like, there's a lot of lying going on. And I really, my gut feeling is I feel like the president was probably not privy to a lot of side deals going on mm-hmm. with his cabinet. A lot of guys trying to make money off, which usually typically happens when you're, you know, guys trying to make side deals and all this other kind of things, unbeknownst to the president. And those of us who I've worked in, and just like, for example, just real quick, when I was Snoop's bodyguard, I was with Snoop all the time. We had bodyguards.
Snoop,
we had managers.
That's Snoop Dogg for
always, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I know this is on a smaller scale, but just stay with me here. If we went to wherever we would go, they would have gifts for Snoop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But they would always, the underlings would always try to manipulate things, and whether it was an Xbox or an Adidas tracksuit or whatever it was, they were always trying to make side deals unbeknownst to Snoop.
On his behalf for themselves.
Just for trying to, and sometimes on a large scale, sometimes it was money, sometimes it was hotel, it was always something trying to get a little something using his name, like, hey, I'm going to be at the table with Snoop, so I can get you an appearance. I can get you on stage at the music, and so if you do this for me. Now, that's smaller, but I do feel, just based on looking at stuff, that a lot of that was going on with people in Donald Trump's camp outside of what he's focused on, trying to run for the president of the state.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
He's
focused on that, and I think the failure of the Manafort's and those type of guys who came in, who were proven winners, worked with other stuff, they probably, like, straight up between you and me and our, but like, I think they didn't think he was going to win, so they were trying to make all these deals that they could. And now that rooster has come home, and unfortunately, our president has had to deal with that, but I think it's going to kick close to home, because maybe, just maybe, this is conjecture, maybe some of his family even got involved with trying to line their pockets, so to speak, because that's what it looks like to me. I don't feel like the president was colluding with anyone. I just think that he had people who were not being honest about what they were doing because they looked at it as an opportunity to make money.
Yeah. Well, I wish it would be over soon. I don't know if it will be. I don't know how far the tentacles of this thing reach. But I think that ultimately, no matter what comes out of this, it's not going to make the president look good. I just hope that it doesn't put us in a position where we are actually engaging in those impeachment conversations, because it'll be bad for everybody.
Yeah, I don't think our president is going to be impeached. I do think there might be more arrest of people who are involved in directly with the campaign based off of the looking at the Michael Flynn information.
Mm-hmm.
But again, that does not, nowhere in there did it include the president of the United States. So I think there was a lot of side deals going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm sure it happens in every campaign, I'm willing to bet. But this was just, they're dealing with the wrong people. Looks like they were dealing with people who are also trying to hack our election at the same time. So, but we'll have to wait. Again, we'll have to wait and see. I feel like the sooner it's over, the better it is for our country, so we can figure it out, make sure it doesn't happen again, and go forward.
Yeah, I completely agree. Well, I want to encourage people to go to foxnation.com, check out UnPC and Tyrus's show there. Make sure you sign up and become a member and get all that Fox News extra content on demand under the Fox Nation label. I think it's great. I think it's a brilliant idea from Fox News, and I'm really glad you're a part of it, and I'm glad you're coming here every week to talk to us. We always appreciate you.
Yeah, like I said, you guys have been with me from day one, so you'll literally have to block my number to keep me away. I appreciate so much the opportunity that you have given me to come to talk with you every week.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. We'll look forward to talking to you next week, hopefully a couple times before Christmas hits. Otherwise, just wanted to tell you that. We appreciate you, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Thank you very much, as always.
Yep. We'll talk to Tyrus next week on Twitter, at Planet Tyrus. And this show is a pretty cool show that he's doing, just UnPC in general. It's the home for unpolitically correct, spontaneous discussion hosted by Britt McHenry and Tyrus as they break down the latest in politics, sports, culture, and entertainment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.